Ottawa. Statistics Canada says the amount Canadians owe relative to their income edged lower in the third quarter, but the cost of servicing that debt relative to income climbed. The agency says household credit market debt as a proportion of household disposable income in the third quarter fell to 181.6%, on a seasonally adjusted basis, down from 181.9% in the second quarter. In other words, it says Canadians owed $1.82 in credit market debt for every dollar of household disposable income in the third quarter. The result came as household disposable income rose 1.0%, while credit market debt gained 0.8%. The agency said household net worth shrank 1.8% to $16.2 trillion, dragged down by weaker financial and housing markets. Statistics Canada said the value of real estate fell after two consecutive quarters of recovery while foreign and domestic equity markets softened. The S&P/TSX Composite Index fell by 3%. Maria Solovyeva, an economist with TD Bank, says the financial weather turned stormy in the third quarter. The effect was amplified when we adjust for inflation and population growth. Real wealth per capita was 5% lower for the quarter, said Solovyeva. Although stocks bounced back since then, this rebound might still get dampened by a further pullback in Canadian home prices, on track to decline more than 3% in Q4. Meanwhile, the household debt service ratio, measured as total obligated payments of principal and interest on credit market debt as a proportion of household disposable income, was 15.22% in the third quarter, up from 15.08% in the second quarter, as debt payments grew faster than income. The cost of borrowing has risen since the Bank of Canada started hiking its benchmark rate in an effort to bring inflation back to its target of 2%. Carrie Freestone, an RBC economist, said the household debt service ratio is already at record levels and will move higher as debt payments continue to rise alongside wobbly-looking labor markets. Freestone estimated further interest rate hikes from the Bank of Canada have become increasingly unlikely. The Canadian economy has already contracted for five straight quarters on a per capita basis with consumer spending softening, she said. We look for a pivot to gradual rate cuts by mid-next year. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 13, 2023. The Canadian Press.